It's the X's and O's. It's the radio shows. It's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM. It's all that and more. And it's Texans Weekly, starting right now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Weekly. Your Houston Texans coming off a big win against the Oakland Raiders in Oakland, of course, putting them at 2-0 on the early season. This is the fifth consecutive year in a row that the Texans have started the season 2-0, but they're looking to make it 3-0 as they head to New Jersey to take on the New York football Giants this weekend. Now, the Giants are starting out the season at 0-2 and are desperate for a win, and these Houston Texans know that a Tom Coughlin-coached team with Eli Manning at the helm is no easy task.
Well, I've been watching him for a long time, got a great deal of respect for him. Accurate passer, very smart guy, knows his system. He's been, you know, been doing this for a long time. Is a championship quarterback, obviously, which says a lot. You know, quarterback, playing quarterback in this league at the end of the day is about winning, and he's a winning quarterback and a very difficult guy to go against because he understands what he sees pre-snap and post-snap, and he's got a plan for it. So it's a big challenge for our defense.
I see a guy that's still sitting there, you know, can make any throw on the field, can command the huddle, the offense, you know, take the ball up and down the field. And I think he's got proven guys around him, you know, got his established running game that can take some of the pressure off of him. And I see a guy that's just eager to make plays and continue to try to make plays each time the ball's in his hand.
Great front seven. You know, their front four has played very well in the run game, specifically in the run game, stopping the run on first and second downs, you know, and I think they have a couple of great pass rushers over there, specifically on my side with Pierre Paul. You know, they do a good job getting after the quarterback, but I think their run stopping ability is what stands out the most.
I think this is always like a pivotal part of your season when you have had some success. It's how you deal with the success. So we're kind of I don't say at a crossroads, but it's a pivotal part of your season.
You can say all these stats or whatever. I mean, if you go out there and run the ball Sunday and they can't stop it, you can keep running it. So we're going to do whatever we have to do to win. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't think any team comes in the game and say, hey, we're going to throw the ball 50 times or 60 times. You know, they go out there with a game plan, and what's ever working, that's what they're going to continue to do. So, you know, you have to go off what's working in the game.
Of course, this matchup in this game is the priority for the Houston Texans. But as we all know, there's been so much other news circulating throughout the NFL over the past couple weeks. And owner Bob McNair publicly came out and said how proud he was of this team and what role models they actually are. And some of the Houston Texans players totally agree.
I think that there are a lot of players in the league and a lot of athletes who do a great job on and off the field. I think there are guys who don't get a lot of publicity and recognition for the things that they do. But, I mean, that's part of the business, you know. Negativity kind of sells the headlines. But I think there are a lot of guys who do a lot of good, and obviously you try and support those guys and pump those guys up as much as you can.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down for our weekly visit with General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.